Well, Korea, I had a lot of personal experiences that I won't talk about, but I told most of the time when I was a corpsman, I was servicing wounded guys, you know, bandaging wounded guys. And believe it or not, in between bandaging wounded guys, I shot my weapon at the Chinese. I carried an M1. Mm. And then the story that's in the paper about when I ran into the, we were in North Korea, and we was about halfway up the hill. We was in this one first confrontation. There was they called it Sudong. It was a village. The one Chinese unit hit my regiment here. And we fought for 3 days, got rid of them, and all of a sudden they quit and they just disappeared. Hmm. And we killed over 700 of them. And anyway, at that time, we were still going up the hill, it turned nighttime, and this item company called up our H&S and said, could you send some corpsmen up this? We think we got a guy that's got appendicitis, he's really hurting and he can't hardly move. So they designated four of us to go up and get this guy, and they said, you go across this riverbed and up to the railroad tracks, you follow the railroad tracks up to you see item coming and help this guy come back. So we, the four of us, it was black, this coal out, black as that out, you couldn't hardly see. And we went across this riverbed going up to the railroad tracks, and they had these telephone lines there. So going through the weeds, everybody, the guys, we were all following a telephone line up there. And they had one line, and for some reason I didn't realize it, but I had another line. And I got up to the railroad tracks first, and the guys, my three buddies, weren't there, and I hollered at them, and nobody answered. So I thought, well, they just took off up the railroad tracks. So I walked up the tracks, maybe about 100 yards, like a football field or something, and I saw these three or four figures standing there. So I thought, well, there's my buddies. So I walked up to these guys, and I got a foot in front of this guy, and I realized I was standing in front of a Chinese soldier. And I thought, oh, Christ, my time on earth is gone right now. And I had my weapon strapped across my back in such a way that if I had tried to pull it off, they'd have shot me. The other three guys are standing over there. So this guy's waving his hands, he's pointing towards the lines, talking in Chinese, and I don't know what the hell he was saying. And so I was started talking in English, I was pointing toward my lines, and the thought came to my head, I gotta get the hell out of here. And so I thought, so I turned around to walk, and I motioned for this guy to follow me. I started walking, and the guys follow me. He puts his hand on my shoulder for me to stop. So I stopped and turned around, and he puts his hand out. I shook hands with him, and the guy went with me. If you can imagine that.